And it is Coronaverse for September 25th. Okay, remember that, everybody. If you turn your media player to do a loop, remember to shut it off afterwards. All right, that was the intro twice. Yeah, this is Coronaverse for September 25th, 2012. And we're sitting on the boat, the infamous boat, one of the infamous boats that Kimi's always afraid of. So he insists he was raped on this boat. I don't know. There's no forensic evidence that I've seen, so it's still inconclusive. It is the alleged rape boat.
I have witnesses. You're one of them. Dude.
I'm telling you.
Credibility.
It's not this boat. It was the other boat.
As an upstanding nude pirate. Yes. I changed my image from naked to nude because it's
the
more,
nude
it's
pilot.
Classy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm classier that way. Yeah, you know what? I was violated and you know it. You were part of it.
The rape boat was that giant speedboat that you got the free champagne off of.
Yeah, that one was the original rape boat. Because it had the bed downstairs with the waka 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 animations in it.
Oh, you know, we can't even go 1 minute, to, you know, not even the introductions are free from this craziness that is the Corona K group. That's what people...
My only other...
Okay, podcast. Oh, you mean those porncasters?
Those porncasters.
No, all right. What I was going to say about the original rape boat was it also rated this sim with the enormous high amount of prims.
Yeah, yeah, that was the only catch to that thing. It was like hundreds of prims.
Is this on?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, loud and clear.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, introductions all around. First of all, as you can tell, we have Das Boots. Kimi Brown is here. Enough of that. And we have our other Corona K manager, Danny Dwyer, is here. How are you doing, Danny?
Hello.
And then we have
Danny.
And that voice that is not Kimi, that is not Danny, and is not me, is Kimi. This is going to be very confusing. We have Kimi and Kimi. We have Kimi Ann here, who also resides on the island. Hi, Kimi.
Hey there.
Hey. Okay.
Let's see. Can still hear me, but I'm in limbo.
Yeah, you know, I can hear you.
We can still hear you.
It's like, well, here's a question. Did SL just crash for you or something?
Not for me.
Because they were having a thing the other day where it's like SL would crash, but voice would still be working. It was really weird.
You know, hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That happened to me a few times.
Hey, were you guys still here, like, talking and stuff?
Yeah, we can still hear you talking.
you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Can you hear me?
Well, of course, now. What? Something happened.
Did it crash?
I didn't put in a timeout or something that I didn't know about. No. I apologize. I don't know what I was saying.
No, nobody put you in a timeout.
Okay.
We were talking about, you know, we've had a few incidences this last week or so where SL would crash and somebody would actually, like, log out, but you could still hear him on voice. It was really weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nika was saying something about that.
Well, that was where she was still in world and voice was on, but it didn't look like it was on. That was a little different.
That and was that a was, defect that was primarily in Phoenix.
Yeah, it was in the older, viewers. We covered that. Let's see. Okay. Old business. But we had the event with Max Clean. That went really, really well. We need to get some more acts going together. I think after the last podcast, just to mention that he's interested, it's just managing to find the time. I even offered.
We should do a 3 o'clock in the morning, man. That's what we should do. Is just a 3 o'clock in the morning party. Why not? And think of how fun that would be.
Yeah.
You know, because we got the talent, and he, you know, he's like, hey, well, finally, some guys that'll come in here for me.
Yeah. You know, I'm willing to set it up whenever he wants to do it, and then you know, try to get people here. You know, at that time, it's just you know, imagine a matter of finding time for him. You know, I even offered like you know to make it easier on him if he just wanted to play through Skype, and figure out a way to run it through Skype. I can run Skype through my mixer, and then and I can take care of the whole you know stream and everything that way. But anyway, hopefully more will come from that. You know, it's really all up to, you know, the time thing. But
But I heard just through the grapevine, I heard the event was a smash, man. So
oh yeah,
awesome. Yeah, yeah, that's I am so sorry I missed it.
The sim was packed.
Well, if you go to the Coronaverse feed, you can download this podcast from a couple weeks ago, and you can listen to pretty much the entire thing there. And you can see
the
just how awesome great
even
it was.
better.
Yeah, and the after party was pretty good. We had fun. we talked about
especially
that last
that
week.
Especially that little S&M act that crashed in there. That was awesome.
That was pretty funny.
I don't know. Anytime somebody starts, you know, doing that whole slavery act, I start talking about Abe Lincoln fetishes, and that totally freaks people out.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole master slave thing just seems really kind of funny, strange to me. And it's one thing if you're doing it in a BDSM sim, you know, where it's you know sort of assumed that that's what's going on. But if you're just walking around SL in general doing your you know, slave master thing. It just seems really weird.
That was some, you know? That was some dude with online with two computers and an alt.
Could be.
You know,
I don't
trying
know.
To get a rise out of people.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure because we weren't
Danny,
getting a rise out of him and he left.
Danny, it sounds like you have experience when you say stuff like that. So just FYI, as your as your non attorney. Hey, I'm Kimi Brown, attorney at nothing. Attorney at nothing. You know, I always hear that attorney at law. I'm like, well, what are the kind of attorneys are there? Attorney at spam. Attorney at cooking. What is all that? I know what I am here. I know what I do. I know my role in this group. It's to bring randomness and chaos, isn't it? I'm the chaos of the group.
Yeah, the chaos.
I just realized that there was a little bit of order in my mind. Like I was trying to get my thoughts together and say, okay, well, what should you say now, Kimi? And then something said, no, say this instead.
Okay.
I had that conversation in my head. Now it's slapping me in the face. Like, shh, quit calling attention to yourself. As I stand before you as the naked pirate.
All right. Oh,
nice
right.
Lobster, by the way.
Moving on from that. I don't know what to say.
Dude, just go. Don't even segue. Just go.
All right. Moving on from that. I mentioned last week that I hadn't heard from Scott Lowe, and a few of us were pondering and thinking, you know, because he moved to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And apparently Saudi Arabia is blocking Second Life. You cannot get to Second Life from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I can't imagine knowing what I know about Saudi Arabia, how they would not block Second Life. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously. It just,
well, I don't know if to be honest, I don't know if Saudi Arabia is blocking SL or if SL is blocking Saudi Arabia. It could be other. I know SL blocks other, some other countries like North Korea and Iran and some of those kind of things. I don't know. But it, yeah.
In Fresno. They block Fresno.
In Fresno, yeah. I mean, you just don't want to go to Fresno. That's like, you know,
that's North Korea. That's the block capital of the world.
Yeah. That's, did I say South Korea before? I meant North Korea. Yeah.
Dude, just put all the Koreas
in
there.
It's all Korea. It's all the same. Yeah.
We're equal opportunity blockers, man. See,
now I'm going to get angry M's and emails in Korean, you know?
Just don't make fun of my Hyundai.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, now all I want to do is make fun of your Hyundai. I don't even know that you have a Hyundai. I think you're lying. You have a Jeep, don't you?
Okay.
No, I still have a Chevy Blazer.
Oh. All right, so back to Scott Lowe.
Scott Lowe.
He mentioned that he was moving to Saudi.
Yeah.
But he's blocked. Did he get word to you? What was the deal?
I have not heard anything from him. So, I mean, if SL is blocked, I can't get any word to him.
I'm gonna try to get a hold of him tonight. I've actually been thinking about him too, because we were starting to do some podcast stuff as well.
And okay.
I knew he was going to move there because he got a really good teaching gig, and one of his concerns was the internet and being able to get online and do
online
what he
at
normally
all.
Does.
Yeah,
online at all. So if I can get through to him, then we'll try to find a way to get him here. Maybe he could just make a recording or something and send it to me, and then I'll upload it or whatever. Well, that way, he's part of our group still.
Well, my question is, does he still want to keep the spot on the island? That's my question. Does he still want to keep it or not? Because if he does, we'll make arrangements if he's going to try to get into Second Life from Saudi Arabia. If he can't or he doesn't want to, then let me know and I will, you know, I'll take care of it. But if I don't hear anything, I'm just going to have to reclaim
the impression I get is he can't.
That's the thing.
Well, let's do this.
There's ways around blocking. You usually use like IP, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah,
I will take care of his land until I hear from him. So let's just, you know, I'll be his advocate for right now. Let's just say that I'll pay his tier. I'll do whatever we have to do until we hear from him to see what he wants to do.
Okay.
And then if he says, hey, you know what, I can't, then we'll go forward. But I'll go ahead and take care of that for now.
Well, that's very big of you.
No. That's lobster of me.
Okay. That's very lobster of you. It's very lobster.
That's what I want to coin that phrase, man. I want that to be my thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think
so. Are we all rented up still? Are we still full up?
Other than that, we are fully rented up.
How many months is it now that we've been full up?
A couple. Probably a couple that we've been pretty much full.
So at least two, right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably about two.
That's really cool. That's impressive. Yeah.
And actually, it's giving, like I mentioned last week, it's giving a little bit of extra money so we could afford to do the Max Clean events and other island improvements and things like that without it, you know, totally bankrupting. So, yeah. So that's old business, and I think that's new business too. Does anybody have any other business?
Well, I do.
What?
I believe that we need.
What?
And this is not just me speaking.
Okay.
It's the other people in my mind. Yeah, that's a lot.
The other voices in your head.
I believe we need a Hispanics. A portion of the podcast where all of us just speak Spanish or act like we speak Spanish. Let me show you how it's done. Kimi will say, bienvenidos, ¿cómo están? And Danny will say, burrito. And Itazura will say,
buenos nachos.
And Kimi, and Kimi will say, estoy muy bien, ¿cómo está usted, señor Kimi?
Well, despite the fact that I failed Spanish in high school, I do know how to say, hola, ¿cómo está usted? That's
it. Did you just call me fat?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was hello.
No, you just called me fat, man.
¿Cómo está usted is fat?
Hey, you don't know. You don't know until you ask somebody.
No, it's all. It's hello, how are you? Hola, como estás? Thank you.
All that high
school. You got me.
Sorry, that high school Spanish is worthless. All you really need to know is cerveza frio, por favor, and policia, vámonos. Those are the big ones you need to know.
That sounds correct.
My Spanish teacher in high school, I used to scream pinga at him.
Pinga?
Pinga or migra? I have no idea what pinga means, but that's funny.
Supposedly,
well, see, now, like pinga, obviously. Now I'm flashing back to that Cheech and Chong movie where he's, oh yeah, we see somebody Mexican, just say hey, pendejo. And it's like, what does it mean? Oh. He's a really good friend. And then they're jumping the back of the van and they go in this yard and they're, you know, in East LA, you know, and then all these Mexicans jump out and they're all yelling, you know, what do you do in my yard? You know, and he's, and Chong goes, hey, pendejos, you know, no, don't say that.
Dude, that was so funny.
Oh, God.
That was so funny because right now when you were saying it, it's like, and then there's a bunch of, and you stopped yourself like, is this normal? Can I say Mexican without insulting racist? And it was so funny because it was like, yeah, of course you can say that unless you want to use a different word. You know,
well, I'm not
that
using,
was funny.
I'm
I love
using
that
it in a derogatory
scene.
Term. I mean, they were Mexican. I mean, they were, you know, in East LA, they were Mexican, you know, or Hispanic.
Dude,
or
all of East LA is Mexican. Yeah, even the white people are Mexican in East LA. I know. My son-in-law, I have two son-in-laws that happen to be Caucasian, right?
Yeah.
And every time we get together, I look at my son-in-law and My daughter will say something, and I'll look at him and go, you know, you're a Mexican by osmosis, right?
Yes, by I was thinking the same thing. Osmosis.
He shakes his head up and down, and he goes, yeah, man. I love it.
Aww. That's funny.
It's wonderful. But I use them and stuff every time. All my conversations are like, hey, is this like white people food, man? And I'll ask him, like, you know, is this okay? You know, quiche with, like, jalapenos on the top? Is that normal?
Goddamn jalapenos on it.
Got some jalapenos. So are we going to vote on talking to Spanish? Or how about Spanglish? You know,
Spanglish.
Spanglish is doable.
There you go. We should have a whole hour of that.
I hear a lot about Spanglish on Facebook. I have no idea what that is.
It's English and Spanish mixed. It's because, and if you don't know, this is what it is, and I'll just tell you because you brought it up. A Mexican person or a Latino will, from here, knows English. You know, we grow up speaking English because, you know, our father, like my mom and my dad, only knew how to speak Spanish. So when they went to school in the 50s, back in the day, they would get spanked by the teachers if they spoke Spanish. So when they went home and they spoke English, they would get spanked by their parents for speaking English. Mm-hmm. So they were like in this horrible, horrible, horrible situation. So they would try to speak English to us all the time because they wanted us to know English. So we had to talk to like our grandparents and stuff that didn't speak English, and we would use English words that sounded like Spanish. You know, like a bike is a bicicleta in Spanish, but we would say bike ah. Hey, where's the bike ah? And, you know, just put an A or an O at the end of something, and it's a Spanish word. But we will be in conversations with each other. It's like this. Like, if you guys were in my family, and I'm talking to you, all of a sudden I would say, ¿Me entiendes la cosa over there where the car was? ¿Puedes agarrarlo, por favor? And don't forget the oil, too. You will mix the English and the Spanish together and not know it because we know both languages. So if I'm talking to you guys sometimes, you'll probably hear me do that. And I'll just say, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, that huevo. And you'll be like, what the hell is that?
Every once in a while, I hear you do that. I don't
know. Yeah, he's talking about his accordion again, man. And by the way, I had an accordion when I was a kid.
Okay. Also, what you're saying is you got beat up a lot.
About Spanglish. I never understood that before you explained it to me like that.
Now you're Hispanic. By osmosis.
You know,
I think I'm a better human being.
You know,
did you say butter?
A butter human being.
Butter? I'm a butter human. Yeah, I'm a butter human being.
Now you sound Hispanics.
You're sounding butter.
Okay. That's how you do it, man. Just all butter.
Okay.
All right, back to you, Desiree.
All right, you know, you said something about you know the teachers. You know, you go to the teachers in school, then you come home, and that reminded me of something I heard this week that actually I was looking up and I want to play for you because I just thought this was.
Oh, cool.
This was great. I think Danny knows what I'm talking about, but I'm gonna play it anyway. Hold on. This is Taylor Malley on What Teachers Make.
Oh, yes.
He says the problem with teachers is, what's a kid going to learn from someone who decided his best option in life is to become a teacher? He reminds the other dinner guests that it's true what they say about teachers, that those who can, do, and those who can't, teach. I decide to bite my tongue instead of his and resist the urge to remind the other dinner guests that it's also true what they say about lawyers. Because we're eating, after all, and this is polite conversation. I mean, you're a teacher, Taylor. Be honest. What do you make? And I wish he hadn't done that. Asked me to be honest, because you see, I have a policy about honesty and ass-kicking, which is, if you ask for it, then I have to let you have it. You want to know what I make? I make kids work harder than they ever thought they could. I can make a C+ feel like a Congressional Medal of Honor, and I can make an A- feel like a slap in the face. How dare you waste my time with anything less than your very best? You want to know what I make? I make kids sit through 40 minutes of study hall in absolute silence. No, you cannot work in groups. No, you can't ask a question, so put your hand down. Why won't I let you go to the bathroom? Because you're bored and you don't really have to go, do you? You want to know what I make? I make parents tremble in fear when I call home at around dinner time. Hi, this is Mr. Molly. I haven't called at a bad time. I just wanted to talk to you about something that your son did today. He said, leave the kid alone. I still cry sometimes, don't you? And it was the noblest act of courage that I have ever seen. I make parents see their children for who they are and who they can be. You want to know what I make? I make kids question. I make them criticize. I make them apologize and mean it. I make them write, and then I make them read. I make them spell definitely beautiful, over and over again until they will never misspell either one of those words again. I make them show all their work in math and then hide it on their final drafts in English. I make them realize that if you got this, then you follow this. And if somebody tries to judge you based on what you make, you give them this. Yeah. Let me break it down for you. Let me break it down for you so you know what I say is true. I make a goddamn difference. Now, what about you?
All right. Yeah,
I gotta agree with all of that.
Yeah,
except for one point.
Well, in case you missed it, he said, you know, if you've got this, he pointed to his head, then you follow this, and he pointed to his heart. And then he said, if somebody tries to judge you based on what you make, you give them this, and he gave him the finger. Just explaining that little part there.
But I heard him do that.
My only part was about the, you know, the only reason you have to go to the bathroom is because you're bored. And I actually, it wasn't me. It was a classmate of mine.
Yeah.
The teacher kept saying the only reason you have to go to the bathroom is because you're bored. So he whipped out his penis and took a piss right in the classroom.
Okay.
And I mean, he had to go because it went on for about 3 minutes, and it took the principal at least 2 minutes to get to the classroom.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Sometimes they really do have to go. Yeah. I remember thinking that too. You know, sometimes a kid really does have to go, but then again, sometimes they are just looking for a reason to get out of class.
My daughter, she had that problem where she was in PE, and they would do that, and you know, she had to go. I mean, there was something that she just had to do all the time, and they stopped her from going. She told me one time she was crying. She called me from the nurse's office. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, there was a problem, you know. And I got a hold of the PE teacher. And you guys have never seen me angry, not really. And I rarely get to that point where I expose what I call the dragon. Inside of me lives a dragon, seriously. Mm-hmm. That when it comes out, and it only comes out for my kids now. I don't have any more use for it. Back in the day, it used to come out like for, hey, drink the last beer, let me introduce you to the dragon. But now it's like, you didn't let my kid go to the bathroom, let me introduce you to the dragon.
Sorry.
His condition is well controlled with lithium. Renau? Yes? Well, his condition is well controlled with lithium.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. I'm very happy for him. Oh my God. Can you imagine, though? That's like, all right, take two. Pick it up from, he whipped out his penis.
Sorry, my battery died. I hit a restart. Okay.
Yeah, some of the people I went to grammar school with are mentally ill.
Uh-huh.
Worse than me.
Yeah,
much worse. Worse.
Oh, man, I love these Saturday meetings. They're just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what somebody's going to say. I mean, you're sitting here thinking, okay, what are we going to talk about today? I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about the island, but that never happens, man.
And then once in a while, the conversation, like, turns to lithium.
Right.
Who knew?
What is lithium, man? It's like to make you sleepy, right?
Well, if you're schizophrenic, it's something that helps control the condition.
What if you're not and you just take some because you want to?
It can screw you up.
Yeah, it can screw you up a lot.
Like, because let's just say I know a guy who said one day to his cousin, hey, let me try some of that. And he did. And now he hears weird voices in his head. Does it actually give you something?
If for a normal mind, yeah, lithium can really screw you up. It can really mess up the chemistry.
Yeah.
But for people who really do suffer from schizophrenia, it can be of benefit. And I wish our medical community had a little bit more information and could explain to us exactly why. I think over the next 10 years, we're going to finally get an answer. But right now, we don't.
Speaking of medical and stuff, I know this is off topic, but I'm going to bring it to the table.
Right.
But first, I'm going to say something else because we're talking about medical stuff and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I once took 35 Tylenol. And I just took them because I had a really bad headache, and I took 35 in the course of 2 hours.
Okay.
And my mom, I was living at my mom's house at the time. It's when I first got divorced, when I ran away from home. And I look over at her, and she said,
"You're not loony."
She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "How many did you take?" And I said, "I don't know, this whole bottle," and it was 35. So I called the poison control, and they said, "I said my mom thinks that this is bad. What I did, your mom's right." Poison control actually yelled at me
really?
And told me that my mom was right. They actually agreed with my mom. So don't call poison control and tell them that your mom told you to call, because they will side with your mom every 35 time. Anyway.
35 Tylenol pills in a two-hour period can actually destroy your liver.
Yeah. That's what they said. They said, you're lucky. They go, you're going to be lucky if your liver's still. I said, you know what? Thank you for your time. I hung up on him, and I got my, you know, later on, I told my doctor. They did some tests, and they said, you're fine, but you're stupid. They call me stupid.
You're fine, but
in Spanish. They said, stupid. Like that. Estúpido. And I left, and it was like awful. But anyway, guess what I did last night or 2 days ago?
What did you
do? So I got this wound, and I can't go to the wound center, and my wound that I've been dealing with for the last 10 years got worse.
Uh-oh.
And it went back down to the bone. I could see the bone, and I know this is really awful, right? But I was like scared, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And I said to myself, because I know what I need. It's called a wound vac. and that helps the tissue grow. And that's what I did before when I healed it, right?
Yeah.
So I made my own wound back.
Okay.
And the way I did it, I bought a plunger. It was a new plunger. I gotta stress the fact that it was a new plunger and not like a plunger that was hanging around after use.
I thought maybe you were going to say you like it. So I took an old dustbuster and paper plates.
I got the food saver, man. I got a food saver and I was going to take it apart. First I thought, well, maybe I just make a long old bag and put it over my leg and then I'll just use the food saver. And then I said, no, I really like the food saver. I like chicken. I want to make more chicken. So I didn't touch it. I didn't open it. I didn't put it on. I left it alone. Yeah. But I got a plunger. I stuck a tube in it. I sealed it with a sippy cup. Yeah, one of my grandsons left a sippy cup. So I stuck it in the bottom of the plunger. Fits perfectly, by the way. And I created a multi-$1,000 unit for $36.
Right.
And here's the thing. Here's the medical part of it.
Okay.
There's something when your tissue starts to heal. It's called granulation. You get these little tiny bumps on the inside of your tissue.
Okay.
It started granulating the tissue, and it's vascular, meaning there's blood now at the inside the tissue when there wasn't before.
Really?
And it got smaller. Within 24 hours, the wound has decreased in size by about 15%.
Wow.
You know, Kimi, I saw that on Facebook, and I thought...
Did you see that?
My only comment had to do with the way you said, I will make this for other people.
Oh, yes. My.
It was like, you can make it for yourself.
Yeah.
But under the law, if you make it for other people, it's not a suit. It's so you could actually have federal prosecutors coming after you with a crime.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Now, if you just put off the information of how you made it, and if somebody makes it themselves for their own, that's different.
Amen.
And that's true. And I thought about that after you said that, Danny, and I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. So what I'm going to do is just put the details of. I'm just going to basically catalog what I've done and document it and put it up on the site and just let people see it. And if there's somebody suffering at home like I was, I would love to have had that. Yeah, I would love to have had that.
Dude,
$36.
A lot of people
dude,
that could benefit. Absolutely.
Use your iPhone and make a video of it, explaining, you know, showing it and explaining exactly how you did it. And then put it up on YouTube.
I'm going to do that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that tonight. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, guys. Yeah. That's what's been on my mind. So that's why I'm bringing it to the meeting. Because, you know, we're family here, right? And we have to tell each other what's kind of going on in our lives.
Right.
So that's my recent thing.
I'm glad you brought it up, though. Because I wanted to clarify what Ed said. And you know,
no, I knew what you said. Yeah, no, and thank you. Thank you for the advice.
What you did was nothing short of amazing. That's pure ingenuity.
I copied somebody else. Don't get me wrong. I didn't. I had the idea of making my own moon back. That was that's a guarantee. I have a fuel pump that I was going to use, and I got, like I said, I had the food saver and I had all these ideas. This thing right here was created by some MIT professor for the Haitian relief effort. And they wanted a device that would work for that didn't require power.
Yeah, no
and
electricity.
You charge it by you squeeze the plunger,
right?
And then you cover it up on the end, and it creates a suction.
Right.
And when you create a suction, you're removing fluid from the wound.
Right.
And that's what causes the healing, and all that pressure brings the veins up.
Yeah,
so
you're yeah, you're causing a negative pressure, so your blood pressure automatically.
Yeah, it's negative pressure.
Yeah.
So I knew what I had to do, and I had other devices that I was using, but I kind of copied that from theirs. I did it my own, and they didn't put plans up in how they did it, so I couldn't tell what they did for theirs. Mine is a little easier. I actually used a brass valve on it. I got all these weird things. So I'm gonna document it. And I returned some of the stuff. So from $36, I returned some stuff that I didn't use, and it's going to be more like $15 to make this unit. And anybody who has a deep wound and can't afford to do something, or you know they don't have electricity where they're at, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. They don't have to worry about getting the expensive stuff. And just to rent. Yeah. to rent one, $100 a day. With insurance, it's $200 a day.
Wow.
Easily.
Jeez. Because insurance, they always, you know, mark it up for insurance, but I'm...
They mark it up for the Medicare insurance? And Medicaid, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be alive.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm so watch live, despite the government.
Yeah. You guys have to, about 6 months from now, you guys will be like, hey, where's Kimi? We haven't heard from him for 6 months. I don't know if we call his house. Oh, he died. Well, how did he die? He had some kind of contraption on him, and it caused a lot of pressure in his brain, and he was hooked up to a blood vessel that he didn't know about.
Yeah. Hey, wouldn't you like that to be...
Gorgian machine.
And wouldn't you just like that to be to be what everybody says? I don't know. We found him. He was dead. He was hooked up. There was some vacuum machine hooked up, and everybody's mind is going... Was it made in Sweden? You know, like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah, man. The guys from the prison called us and said they wanted to buy it because they were going to replace old Sparky with it. I don't know. It was crazy.
Was the contraption shaped like a lobster by any chance?
Yeah.
It is. He called it. He wrote on it. He said, Linda, lobster rules. I don't know.
All right. So, Danny, what's been going on with you?
What, like in SL? I haven't spent enough time in SL.
Or whatever. Just whatever you want to put out there.
In real life, it's just been nuts. It's just I'm trying to fight bankruptcy and everything else. It's all crashing in.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
Overall, I mean,
hang in there, man.
I'm hanging in there. I'm making progress.
Good.
I've got new clients coming in, and I'm hopeful that over the next couple of months, I'll probably, if I can land a full-time job, I'm going to close up my practice, and that's going to be it. And I can get back on with my life. So that's where I'm at.
Good.
And that's just a job right now, if you think about it. That's not Danny, you know what I mean?
But you're making progress.
You always have that,
That's the important bit, making progress.
But I'm still writing my book. You know, about sparkle bubbles and,
okay.
I mean, I'm still writing that, and, it's coming along pretty good.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. You told me the details of it. I don't know if we want to tell everybody the details.
No, I don't want to tell anybody about the chapter 4 cam fuse. I made some improvements on that this week, but it's even funnier than it was before.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that. Yeah, we'll leave that for the final edition, and they'll have to read that for themselves. So,
pretty much.
Okay.
I agree.
Kimmy, is there anything you want to add, or you just want to be peanut gallery?
Well, I've got a few things to add.
Okay.
Ari shot a video of everybody at the Max Clean Show.
Oh,
it's
he did.
Just a snippet.
Cool.
Yes, but I do have, it's really cool. It's got the chat coming across the screen and everybody dancing, and I think it's really done well, and if we have more events, maybe we can get a video or two of a song, a full-length song or something, because I think it's going to be nice to be able to share this with you, Kimi. I went in on the metaverse, but I did not. I wasn't able to see or anything.
Yeah, I remember that.
I pretty much had the same problem as Ari.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. Well,
that's the reason we put the sound at least up there in the audio podcast. But, yeah, video would be great. It'd be great to string everything on. You know, I remember we kept saying that, you know, we should take Justice on Corona K and make a video to it. Well, those kind of things
are exactly what we would put in there.
Would be to take those little kind of snippets like that and string it along together with a bunch of other stuff and just, you know, that would be the video.
That would be a cool video.
So,
yeah. Kind of like those tourist things like the California They come to California and they have all the different stars and stuff, and then they have the song in the background.
Yeah, come to Jamaica.
Yeah, exactly. I think that we need one of those. That would be, even if it's not for, it would be used to show people and showcase our island.
Yeah.
But it would definitely be cool for all of us.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
So, Kimmy, I saw some really cool pictures that you guys were sending from there with the lake and the weather. It's just beautiful country out there. She had a friend, Margaret, I think she said, Margaret, that she knows all about eagles, and I didn't hear your response because I didn't know it had come across. But that's you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, yes. Well, I've been doing Notes from the Trail, which is my little, well, I'm just starting it, but I'm hiking all these trails, trying to get pictures along the way of mostly birds because they're a bunch of them, and they're hard to photograph. So I'm challenging myself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going out with eagle watchers and people familiar with the area, and I'm going places the regular people just don't go.
That's the place to go.
Yeah, and it's beautiful stuff. Yeah. It really is beautiful stuff.
Yeah, so very much so.
Keep doing it. I think you're doing a wonderful job. I love it.
Thanks.
I love the pictures of you and Ari in the glacier. That was incredible. There was at least one picture I saw you guys had like climbed inside a glacier between like the ice and the rock. And it was just so blue. The color of the ice.
That's funny.
The ice is really beautiful blue, and the lakes where the glaciers calve, it's milky white. It's really
weird.
Beautiful and different.
Yeah. I've seen pictures, but I've never actually seen it myself.
When Danny said that, I heard it in this voice. Hey, I like the pictures of you in the glacier. Fat Tony told me he did it.
I love that. He makes me sound like Guido Joe from New Jersey. Yeah.
That's what I heard,
the pictures,
man.
You know, I got the pictures. You know, you in the glacior. You know, you got sticking in the glacier. Yo, kind of feet, no, kind of you sticking know, out. You know.
The... Yeah, you know, I saw the dough and hey yo, you know, hey.
Hey, bring some cannoli and Fat Tony will take you over to the glacier.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing things about the glacier, you know, like kind of hearing things. I heard some things.
Just things, you know. You know, we're such a bad group of people.
Yeah, we're so bad. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, what I've been working on lately is I'm working on a new product. I mentioned it a couple times before, I think. It's And this time I think I've almost got it done. We were playing with it earlier. It's a security device. It's kind of like the bees. You know, a lot of people have the bees. You know, if you come within, you know, a certain distance of somebody's house or something, all the bees will come out. You know, they'll chase you around. And they'll push you until you actually, the bees will push you all over, even once you leave the land.
Yes.
Yeah. What I make it is...
Hey, it's, that Tony, he's got these bees.
Yeah. I heard some things about the bees, you know. You know, some things, you know.
Hey, what are they? They're like honeybees, killer bees. Well, you know, hey.
Yeah, what kind of bees are they? You know, they kind of fly all around, you know. It's like kind of like herpes, you know. It's anyway.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of herpes, my version reses. Well, you remember Stuart's special friend, right? The one we made him that time, that out of the love doll that would chase him all around the sim every time he came in, going Stuart.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, I took that, and that's what it reses. Only it chases the person who is it detects. So. Somebody comes into your house when you're not there and you don't want them in there, it reses this love doll with a Freenus attached to it, and then starts it reses another one every few seconds. So the longer they stay, the more of these things they get, and it keeps bumping into them and pushing them and pushing them and bumping into them. and it keeps and it plays the Mudkip sound. You remember the Mudkip loop, Kimi?
Yeah, I
remember it perfectly.
You fucking love it, don't you? You fucking love it, don't you, bitch? Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it plays over and over and over the whole time. And there's and there could be like 10 of these things, you know, just all, you know, just a cacophony of all of these things going, you know, pushing, shoving you, pushing you, and go, oh yeah, you fucking love it. Oh, you fucking love it. And yeah. And we've played
that's with the McDonald's new logo. That's the McDonald's slogan, by the way, the new one that they're coming out with. You know how they say, I'm loving it? It's not like that no more. It's I'm fucking loving it.
You fucking love it. You fucking love it, bitch. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah, that's the new McDonald's slogan.
Dude, you said, you said that so well.
My only 2 points is, one, you might want to call the security system the Stewart security system.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
is that a Stuart Warfighter?
You say Mudkip. Mudkip.
Number two.
And look who shows up.
Yeah, that's how you call him. You say Mudkip.
I gotta say point number two.
What?
Point number two is that the security system might actually attract people with a Mudkip fetish. So might actually backfire.
Said it right now. He did.
People are going to find it so hilarious that they're going to like, dude, you got to check out the security system.
Well, hopefully, I hope they find it so hilarious they go on the marketplace and buy it.
Yes, ta-da. It's for sale.
Yeah,
it's for sale.
That's what it's going to be. Anyway.
But if you buy it, it's not going to be hilarious. People will be deterred from your property. So please,
purchase
one today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not today, because I haven't put it up there yet. It's not done.
Well, when today happens, this will be replayed at a later date.
And the thing is, it's also, once I get it all the bugs worked out, I'll be able to put, you know, other things in there other than the Love Doll things. You know, other, you know, interesting, funny kind of thing. Yeah. A what?
Nasty things.
Oh. That's
well,
hey, speaking of freeness,
well, I was gonna say one of the ideas that I'm working on is little in with attached to him that chase you around going.
That is funny, dude. Don't give it away.
Okay, no, I'll bleep this part out. I'll bleep this out.
Yeah, because that's I'll have to edit that part out. I think that would be perfect.
That's really.
Hey, Edit out what you said.
Okay.
But don't edit us. Don't edit out our reaction.
Okay. I won't. All right. That sounds like a plan. And if you want to know what it is, you'll just have to wait and see. So
that's right. And speaking of freeness, Stuart Worf is here.
Fuck you.
Let's do it.
Stuart, you keep asking me. You keep asking and asking. I told you already. No, I don't want to.
Whatever, man.
But I don't want a freeness.
Yeah.
So how have you been, Stuart?
Crazy week, because VWE yesterday, we had a show where we had 30 people entering in a match.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy stuff. I'm just kind of chilling. Well, I've had to, like, make champions foes and all that stuff today.
But, yeah. Hey, Stuart.
I'm cool. I'm chilling.
Stuart, try something out for me. See that platform up there on top of the of the hill?
No, there's a little security system. I know about this. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. You ain't freaking me, Mr. Radio.
And if you missed it, Stuart Worf said that he had 30 people in a match, and that was for the Transvestite Boggle tournament. Was that correct?
It's actually kind of important because the winner of that match goes to the main event, the biggest show we do each year. So, yeah.
Was that the hermaphrodite hula?
Oh my!
If you know the WWF/WWE's Royal Rumble, it's basically that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the other.
Okay.
Google.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Google it, man. What? You know, when I was a kid, there
also
was
I had a tablet. I guess that's new for me. I had a tablet.
You gotta.
I have the tablet.
I got a nickel.
You said an iPad or a tablet?
He says a tablet.
It's an Android tablet.
See, Android. That's what I have. Android phone. That's what rules.
Your tablet collection is shiny and costly. How much did you pay for that bad motor goozy or scoozy? What's a word, man? What does it say? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Unless you're talking about something else.
Man.
Was it Samsung?
This is one Google made. This is like $260, I think, in American.
That's
not bad.
Actually, no, it's not.
And, you know, it's got, it's got a lot of good tech in this. I'm definitely happy with it. It's replaced my netbook already, which, well, netbooks were cheap as shit. But
tell us how much you love it, Stuart.
Netbooks were never that powerful.
Yeah.
Tell us how much you love your tablet.
I knew this was coming.
I love my tablet. It's like
tablet of love.
Yeah.
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be. Never mind. I'm not even gonna walk into your traps, Mr. Radio. Why do I even come to this island on the Sunday? I know you guys.
Because you love us so much.
You fucking love it. You just fucking love it.
Okay, now you're just quoting. Right,
you fucking love it, don't you?
Is that gonna be a new segment here on these shows?
When you say new, do you mean that it's never been done before?
Are we just gonna make it official?
Are you not part of this group?
I try to burn out every memory I have.
Didn't you help create the what it is that's going on? Uh-huh. Come on, you were there.
I try to avoid it.
You're like the Jesus of suburbia, man.
Computer 13.
Uh-oh.
The Jesus.
I'm gonna have to remember
suburbia.
That line.
That's brilliant.
I'm gonna have to put that in my profile somewhere, there even though go. I never update it. But Jesus of suburbia, of course.
Yeah.
By one crazy ass Mexican living in Arizona.
That's right. I live in Arizona. Can't believe it sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so hot, you know. Hot.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it time?
Okay. I think we've. Have we gone through most all of our topics today, I think?
Oh, we've gone beyond topics. We're just merely ranting now.
Yeah, I think we are.
Is that what you call it?
And I think that means...
I think we should talk about something. One more thing here.
Whoa, go for it.
Let's see, what are we going to talk about? I know there was something that I was thinking about before I came in here. And then I was distracted by Stuart Worf's beauty.
Okay.
Is that what you call it?
That's what we call it now.
What was it then? Can you remember? Think back, way back.
Jeez. Think back. But can you remember within 13 seconds? That's the rule now. No, I can't. I cannot remember.
Computer says no.
Glad to be back, man. Glad to hang out with you cats.
Yeah, we're glad.
Glad to have you back, too. Missed you.
Did you say glad to have you back or glad to have your back? Because that could mean a bunch of different things coming from you fellows.
Well, it could also mean something. Well, I said glad to have your back, not your actual avatar back.
So you're not looking at my butt.
Well, yes. I just cammed over there, and I'm like, that creeps me out. I mean,
you come over there a lot, don't you?
In the future, you have the decency to wear a thong.
Oh, I'm not wearing a thong. That's
You're not
right.
wearing anything, man. I mean, put a towel over that.
I got a fish that I can get.
Just have the tail sticking out your butt crack.
A
there
flounder
you go.
Or a halibut, anything.
I'm gonna put a fish in my ass just for you. Okay.
And on that note, I think we should probably close this episode.
I don't have anything else. That's okay. If I'm talking about fish in the ass, I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's the general rule of when we should close the coronavirus is when we start talking about things going in or coming out of our asses. So.
<It's code. laughs>
It's fish coat.
Stuart Worf. It's even left Stuart Worf speechless. Mm. Oh, wow.
Just when you thought a fish's eyes could not get any more buggier.
Now, is that a flounder? Is that a flounder in your ass, or are you just happy to see us?
Closing theme.
Yeah, let's go. We can never recover from this ever.
No, it can't get any worse. Well, no, I should say
this
that.
This is the last episode. It can always get worse.
Yes.
Let's just move along.
It can always get worse.
I can't believe. Just want
computer says yes.
How the hell do we still have rents when we do shows like this every week?
Dude, I don't even know.
I don't know.